Donald Trump plays a successful businessman on television, but some of his key properties are broke. Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this past weekend. That company owns a number of casinos in Atlantic City. We called Richard Perniciaro, who researches business at Atlantic Cape Community College in Atlantic City. He says Trump's problems show the way the gambling industry is changing. Trump's older casinos face competition from new ones, like Atlantic City's Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
The Borgata is a very large casino. It was the last one that opened July 4th weekend in 2003. And what the Borgata tried to do, and I think they've done it, is change the way business and the way gambling is done in Atlantic City. All through the 80s and 90s, the movement was towards more and more slot machines, and more of the revenue came from slot machines. What Borgata realized was that there was competition all around, not only in the states around, but now internationally and all over the U.S. So what the Borgata had to do and what Atlantic City had to do was sort of change its image. It was no longer going to be a slot parlor. It was no longer going to be a place where buses came in, people got out, went to the slots, ate at the buffet, played more slots, and then went home. Now folks can do that locally. And so Atlantic City had to change the way it was doing business and the product that it presented.
Okay, what are the newer casinos offering that the older ones, the Trump casinos, have not been offering?
What they're trying to do is make more money on the non-casino side, and that is bring people in that will stay a number of days, stay a couple of days. The stay in Atlantic City is very short. It's about 1.6 days per visitor. Las Vegas is twice that. So if you stay, you eat here, you stay here, you go out to places, you spend more money, you shop here. And what Borgata is trying to do is expand those options and to make itself somewhere that younger people will go and to change the demographic of who's coming, who's spending money here.
Donald Trump, the owner of several of these casinos, which are in need of modernization as you see it, has filed for bankruptcy protection twice now. Why would anybody loan him money a third time?
Well, his casinos do not do poorly on the revenue side. He brought in $500 million in Taj Mahal in 2003 itself and was one of the leaders before Borgata came in. He was actually the leader in terms of revenue that Taj Mahal was. They do not do that badly on the revenue side. I think what's happened this time around was the bondholders saw Borgata come in, and what they're afraid of is that the market share is going to shrink more. And that, now is instead of watching the value disappear, now is the time to either put more money in and modernize and try to keep up and get ahead of the game, or simply get out of the game and look for liquidation or sell to some other operator that has capital.
Richard Perniciaro is director of the Center for Regional and Business Research at Atlantic Cape Community College in Atlantic City. Thanks very much.
Thank you.